Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Cody Horton. Thanks for listening in. I'm doing a series on Are You in a Trance? Humanity is caught up in the materialism trance, and there's isms and istics and all kinds of different ways of saying this, but here's the thing. We have the materialism trance, the moneyism trance, the big people, little people trance, and the list goes on. And I've researched so many authors involved in the law of attraction movement, and my life has forever been changed from the way I was raised. My mother and father were raised during the Great Depression, and this had a huge effect on them. Luckily, my father always shared with me that I could do anything I set my mind to, and I believed him. My mother, on the other hand, experienced her father taking his life because of the 1929 stock market crash, and she had tremendous fear that she never got over. And get this, two of my uncles became multimillionaires during the Depression. So no one knows how the universe really works. We have so many leaders postulating on how we should live, but if you look at Jim Carrey, Elon Musk, Sly Stallone, and many others who didn't get that memo, Sly has been known to say, never, never, never give up. Jim Carrey wrote himself a $1 million check when he had nothing, and he still keeps it in his wallet while admitting that he probably should rewrite a new check because he's made a lot more than $1 million. And what about Elon Musk? Whether you like him or not, that's not the point. The point is he's busy creating. He's creating all kinds of things, which would seem impossible 25 years ago. So these people give us a clue on what we could do if we don't pay attention to what most would consider a reality outside of us. These people did what they loved to do. Jim Carrey loved to act. Sly Stallone loved acting and maybe directing and other things. And Elon Musk loves creating. One of our New Thought teachers, Neville Goddard, gave us some very valuable information. And I wrote about this in my book, Consciously Creating Wealth, which is on Amazon if you want to pick that up. There's a little advertising plug. Begin to believe in yourself and break out of the trance that others know more about what is best for you than you. You see, our modern-day oracles, they're scientists, they're doctors, quote-unquote leaders, professors, gurus, and so on, who believe they know what is best for society, they don't have the entire picture. This is 2023 right now, and so now the new verbiage is EA, which is effective altruism, where somebody has to sacrifice for the good of the whole. That's not how the universe works. We can all be in living in abundance. We can all be just happy and everything. It doesn't detract. One reality doesn't detract from the other. But we haven't been raised, or at least on this earth, I don't understand why we have so much limitation. So I would ask you, are you in the limitation trance? If you are, I'm going to give you some information on how to break out of that. Because too many people believe in limitation. The limitation trance, we need to step out of it. And too many people believe in materialism. And the changes we are experiencing are showing us that we must step out of this limitation trance once and for all. Anything that limits us is a trance, and it is a trance of limitation. So begin by imagining what is right for you. So this is what went on with Neville Goddard. He was a New Thought leader back in the 20s, and he was along the lines of U.S. Anderson, Emmett Fox, Ernest Holmes, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Gibran, Napoleon Hill, Joseph Murphy, Florence Shin, Thomas Troward, Wallace Wattles, Genevieve Berend, and so many others wrote about how we create our own reality. So the information's there. You just have to begin to use it. But most of all, you have to begin to believe that there is something out there like that. You don't have to really even believe in what you might be able to draw to you as far as the law of attraction, but believe that it is possible. And all of these writers can be found at www.newthoughtlibrary.com. And all of this information is free, so there's no reason for you not to be able to begin to advance. You see, Neville Goddard was originally from Barbados, living in New York City with a career as a dancer during the Great Depression. He wasn't getting any work because thousands of people didn't have money for food or lodging, let alone money to attend a performance. He was living in a friend's basement, and he wanted to go home to Barbados for the Christmas season. His friend Abdullah, who was Jewish of African descent, told Neville to begin using his imagination to achieve his desire. Abdullah told Neville that he had to envision, or if you prefer the word imagine, that's fine too, but he had to envision his wish as already being fulfilled just before falling asleep. Neville did as Abdullah suggested, and after a week, we're talking just a week, went by, he knocked on Abdullah's door saying that his technique wasn't working. Abdullah told Neville to continue imagining his wish fulfilled and slammed the door in Neville's face. Another week went by, and again Neville knocked on Abdullah's door saying that nothing was happening. Abdullah immediately turned his back on Neville and wouldn't even discuss the issue of going to Barbados with him because he didn't want to capture that part of that reality. He wanted Neville to see that he was already in Barbados. And the imagination doesn't know what's real or imagined. The next day, Neville received a telegram from his brother in Barbados saying that he had wired money to a cruise line in New York. And a first-class ticket was reserved for Neville to travel home to Barbados. His brother didn't know about Neville's wish, just that he thought it was time for his brother to come home for the holidays. You don't know how the universe orchestrates these details. All you have to know is the end result of what you want. Neville ran home and... Neville went to the ticket office to pick up his ticket. However, the ticket agent informed Neville that he would have to travel third class because his first class was sold out. Neville ran home and told Abdullah that he had a third-class ticket in his hand to travel to Barbados. He was really excited. Abdullah was furious because he said, "You went to sleep with your wish to travel first class, not third class," and he slammed the door again. Neville was perplexed, and he knocked on Abdullah's door again. He said, "Abdullah, all I want is a little encouragement." And Abdullah replied, "That's like saying a woman is only a little pregnant. You poison your mind with quibbles, Neville. I won't discuss with you how you have not achieved your goal." So that's what you don't want to do, go around telling people that you haven't achieved your goal yet. You have to keep this information a secret, and I talk about that in my book as well. And Benjamin Franklin said, three can keep a secret if two are dead. So there you have it. You have to keep things close to the chest so that it builds momentum. Interestingly enough, though, Neville did travel first class because when he went to check for his trip, there had been a cancellation in first class. Do you remember when I mentioned that Abdullah was from Africa and he was Jewish? Here was a man of African descent in the 1920s who enjoyed many activities were only reserved for the white class. Yet Abdullah rode at the front of the bus, purchased tickets for premium seats to the opera, and enjoyed many more activities that were purportedly not reserved for him. So he didn't believe in the reality that society had foisted on others. He didn't give in to the victim mentality. He didn't give in to the limitation mentality. And to top it off, he knew more about the instructions in the Bible than Neville did, and here he is, Jewish. But they knew of the Kabbalah, and Neville studied the Kabbalah, I think it was for 5 years, and Abdullah had really integrated all of the precepts in the Kabbalah. He knew what he needed to do to be able to be in this world, but not of it. Neville learned a lot from Abdullah, and the most important of all was to use the fantastic power of the imagination and know that we are all important and we are secure, and to assume your wish fulfilled. When you're around individuals that don't think you're important, that you're less than, it's ridiculous. Walk away from those people. Turn off the news. Don't listen to this because these people don't know what it is to care about others. And it's not smart to make people cower to you or to live in limitation. They think that's smart, but it isn't. It's less smart than the person that will even actually put up with it. But you don't need to put up with it because you can envision and imagine a really nice reality for you. Abdullah knew that the fiction in your imagination becomes your reality. Get that again. Abdullah knew that the fiction, even though you might say, well, I'm lying to myself, I can't believe it, your imagination doesn't know what's real or imagined. And so the ancients intended their words as instructions, not history. So remember this. Pick up some of those authors that I mentioned. And I would like to share with you that a man's character is his destiny. So that's very, very important. So those who believe in materialism don't understand what the real world is. We have what we call spirituality, but that's the non-physical, and you need to step out of that limitation trance, and everybody needs to be doing that, the leaders of the world, so on and so forth, to advance humanity. We have a lot of people that are in business, you know, in the private sector that are advancing it. So there's a lot of states that are used upon us. Don't fall for that. And a lot of those people that I just mentioned, like Sly Stallone or Jim Carrey or Elon Musk, they didn't get that memo. We just don't know how the universe works. So sacrificing is just an initiative of someone that believes maybe in that, but in the end, they're going to be sacrificing. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com, and understand that it's your imagination that creates your reality. And I'll tell you what, I learned hypnosis from a fellow back in 1978, and I've done just a plethora of comedy hypnosis shows. And if that doesn't convince anybody, nothing will. A lot of people think it's fake. I'm here to tell you, it's not. I am so amazed at the creativity that comes out of the subconscious mind. So doesn't it make sense that if a stage hypnotist can produce a stutter in her hypnotized volunteer immediately, she can take a stutter away immediately? Well, that's why I ended up studying therapy for people and also using hypnosis. This is done through the power of suggestion, which the psychology of using words and phrases that motivate, build expectancy, grab attention, create need, link ideas, soften language, accelerate action, that could do more for you. So what are you paying attention to? A critical point, though, to remember is that the subconscious mind is dynamic and it is dominated by emotion. You can have a thought and want something, but if there's no emotion behind it, which is I could call energy emotion, which is the driving force behind every decision and every manifestation, it's not going to happen because it's the energetic and potent source for conscious thought and action. And actually, emotion controls your autonomic nervous system. They used to bury yogis alive, I don't know, maybe what was it, in the 20s or maybe even as late as in the 50s, and the Indian government outlawed that, but these yogis wanted to prove that with thought and emotion, they could even control their autonomic nervous system. And they would bury these guys, and they would lower their blood pressure, they would regulate their heartbeat, their breathing capacity. And you could do that too, but they wanted to prove that we have much more power than we've been giving that. And so your subconscious mind, if somebody put you into hypnosis, they could take you back to a specific day and time, and you could also say what the temperature was in the room, the sound of a voice, the sounds in the room, colors in the room, and people who were present. But consciously, you may not be aware of some of these things, but the subconscious mind is always recording everything prior to you experience it consciously. And Scientific America has proven that. They did some research where they found that everything is first monitored by the subconscious mind, and then 80 milliseconds later, it reaches the conscious mind. And why is this? It's filtered because the imagination is also the protective part of your mind, and it wants to know if what you are being involved in is right for you or what you are experiencing. So that's another thing. The imagination with the subconscious mind also has an effect on your intuition. So the subconscious mind is always active, and because it's the protective part of your mind, it is more active even during relaxation and sleep. This is how we got biofeedback. So here's another piece of that. The yogis were able to make one hand warm and the other hand cold just by setting their intention and focusing on this task. So what could you do? What could you do if you sit there and say, look, you push everything out and you don't give in to what anybody around you or society or experiences that are happening around you that you need to be involved in it? So discover the hidden power in your mind. So to recap, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are constantly communicating with each other and are in perpetual interaction. If consciously we want to something to take place and it is accepted by the subconscious mind, because that's also the emotional part of your mind, and the subconscious mind has no selective power, what we want will spontaneously go into action to produce an event. So a lot of people say, well, you have to wait, you know, 21 days, or, you know, it doesn't happen, you might have to wait years. That's not true. It's if you, however much emotion and how much you imagine what you want, it can come about instantly. And maybe luckily a lot of times things don't, because we have to really, really pay attention to what we are focusing on and what we've set our intention on. Well, check in with me next week, because I want to be able to put this forward so that we can change the reality that we're experiencing even in January of 2023. And you can have a really great life. You don't have to involve anybody else or hurt anybody or convince anybody. What you need to do is convince yourself, use your subconscious mind, use imagination with emotion, and I guarantee you, just like a lot of our ancient philosophers said, the universe will come rolling at your feet. Well, thanks for tuning in. Again, you can visit me at CodyHorton.com or send me an email, Cody@CodyHorton.com. And I wish you a really incredible day.